We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's just get rid of the student-athlete phrase forever because it's such crap. And it gets used all the time by people like this guy, Kevin Warren.
Well, first of all, I mean, if you get rid of the phrase, because it is BS, and him saying that is farcical, bordering on, it's just flat-out funny, then you acknowledge what these guys are who play the two big revenue-generating sports, which is employees. And nobody involved wants to admit that they're going to make big old money off of that. What, Gene Smith was talking earlier today? What are his bonuses for when Ohio State makes it to the college football playoff?
Yeah.
Like, it's all a crock of you-know-what. But I'm not surprised to hear the empty heads in the suits that are affiliated at the very top end saying stuff like
reportedly
that.
One of the underlying reasons, and there are many, why the Big Ten is getting rid of non-conference games is because they want to eliminate long-distance travel. Shut the hell up. You're a league that stretches from New Brunswick, New Jersey, or Piscataway, whatever they call it, all the way to Iowa, okay? So shut up about long-distance travel. You're not a little itty-bitty conference that just takes up all of the breadbasket states, okay? You expanded.
The minute they signed in Maryland and Rutgers,
yeah,
they decided to become the blob.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, even Penn State was a little bit of a stretch to bring in, but, like, geographically,
right,
you can agree with it.
So,
Maryland's an ACC school. Rutgers should probably be in, like,
right,
I don't know, not in football.
So people have been here. Yeah, they should get out of the football business. So everybody has, I think, weighed in on this Big Ten thing for the last 24 or so hours. The addendum or the development today, which is, this is purely speculation, but it's from a guy who I trust who covers the ACC in depth, and that's Joe Giglio from a radio station in Raleigh. So he's right smack dab in the middle of Tobacco Road where all the ACC decisions get made, Chris, is that the proposal on the table for them and for Pitt is to play a 10-game schedule against five teams, and it's a home-and-home. With five select ACC teams, I would think it would be geographic-based, geographically centered, the five teams they picked. And one of the teams that is included in that is Notre Dame. So it's 15 schools, 10 games, a home-and-home with five teams. And I actually like that idea. If that's the version of college football, if that's the Pitt football we get this fall, it's 10 games against five teams, and it's two with Notre Dame, two with Virginia Tech, two with Syracuse. I would sign up for that right now.
Well, if you hate, like, if you are a strict quality of game enthusiast, it's obviously good for you, right? Like, if you get the right schedule.
Who isn't a quality game enthusiast? I prefer good games to bad games.
Wait,
you don't
tell me there aren't people out there in the world who like a Pitt-Delaware game because it means they can drive down to Heinz Field or hitch a ride down, get extremely drunk, and watch Pitt theoretically win like 42-10? There are absolutely people who just like the experience of getting lit up on a college football Saturday and don't really care that much about the game.
Well, the attendance wouldn't back that up.
Point being, better games against better opponents, in theory, sounds really nice. What you laid out, I have no sports talk argument to make against that. It sounds fun.
And Notre Dame would be an honorary member of the ACC for 1 year.
Listen,
and this report says they count in the standings and can win the league.
No. I don't care how good it is financially for every other school. That's the only part of this I don't like. Notre Dame should be left on some sort of island by themselves. They can go. Who else do they play that's an independent? Is Navy an independent still?
No, they're in the American.
They're in the American Conference. Notre Dame can go 0-0 through this college football season and not play anybody. Okay,
so what?
And then they can still be given a college football playoff invite after they go 0-0, or they win their intra-squad scrimmage and they can still get into the Final Four. I just hate the idea that they get to be independent. I don't care what kind of financial largesse they pump into the sport. Pick a conference.
Why?
They do not deserve special
treatment. It's purely emotional. There's no real sensical or rational argument on your part against it. It just
bothers
you.
They're an ACC school for everything but football.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good job by Notre Dame to negotiate that.
Okay, great. Next time it comes around to negotiate that in any way, shape, or form, you leave Notre Dame out.
The problem with Notre Dame is that
they're an irrelevant crap program as far as national powers go. They're not a national power anymore, despite the fact that they continue to try to masquerade as one.
Well, they masquerade as one because everywhere they show up, the game sells out, and their games still do massive ratings.
But
that's the problem.
Being a draw does not mean you're actually very good.
No, it doesn't. But we know that decisions aren't made in that vacuum. If it were, the Big Ten would have never added Rutgers. They did because they were down the road from New York City and wanted to eat up that television market. It's all about money. And that's why Notre Dame still has, for as much as, you're right, we make fun of them that they haven't won a national championship since Tim Brown and Lou Holtz was there. And they always spit the bit and get destroyed in big games. The problem is they still have a huge following. Too many people care about Notre Dame. So they still get to call the shots, and they can dictate to the ACC, we only want to be in your league for 1 year, and the ACC says back, thank you very much, Notre Dame. We appreciate you for allowing us to play 10 games against you. That's how the relationship works. They somehow, Chris, still have hand. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why so many people still care, but they do.
They should have to play Clemson 10 times, all in Death Valley. Just get their teeth kicked in by probably a cumulative, 250 points as a conservative estimate. That would make me
happy. I wish the tables were turned on them just because I'm no Notre Dame fan either. But the fact is they're the only school that somehow has the power to negotiate a television deal, not with like the stadium network, but with NBC. And they're not gonna back out of that because it's such a moneymaker for them. And they're not going to get people say they're going to get pushed around right now. No, they're not. Because if the ACC for some reason said, nope, we need you to join as a full-time member, they'd say, screw you, and they'd go make a deal with the Big 12. Somebody would make a bad deal to get Notre Dame for a year. I'm convinced of that.
Of course they would. Well, of course they would. I mean, listen, the Mountain West Conference would do it if they thought they could.
Imagine if Notre Dame was just pulled into the Sun Belt for 1 year.
God,
they said Mike Tirico and Doug Flutie. I was going to say, welcome to North Texas.
The Mean Green taking on the Fighting Irish.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We here on this show love Pro Football Focus because they break it down and they just use what the tape says. They don't have these kind of stupid, just emotional takes on things. And so we'll do another Pro Football Focus guest next. It's Pony and Muller reunited on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.